We're back on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9 as we continue with National FFA Week interviews. And we're at the Cedar Mountain FFA here today, and I'm talking with Caitlin Larang. She is the secretary of the FFA. Caitlin, thanks for taking the time to visit with us.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about secretary. What is it that you have to do as the secretary of the chapter?
I keep minutes for every meeting that we have, and I keep track of our members that are involved in the FFA and if they paid or not their dues.
Okay. And so how many years have you been involved with FFA, Caitlin?
This is my third year.
Third year.
Yes.
All right. So in these 3 years, what kind of competitions, what kind of activities have you been involved in the FFA?
In CDEs, I've participated in soils, crops, and the Parley Pro team. So I don't do soils anymore, but I'm currently involved in the crops and Parley.
Okay, so we'll start with the crops. What kind of things do you have to know for a competition or when you go in for doing crops? What do you need to know?
There's three sections of the crops contest. So there's grain grading. You have to basically say what kind of grain it would be, and then you have to grade it, just how it sounds. And then there's an ID section where there's 75 samples of different tests, kind of. Mm-hmm. And you have to say, like, what the plant is or what the disease is. And then there's a practicum section, which is this year was pesticide and fertilizer.
So. Okay. And so with the parliamentary procedure team, now you guys are going to state. We've talked
yes.
with a couple. What is involving from, I'm getting everybody's kind of their viewpoint on it. What is it like when you go into a competition like that? What goes on there?
Well, you're running a meeting for the mm-hmm. judges in front of them, and you have to have four different discussions for yourself. So you have to like keep track of what you're talking about. You'll get a little card right when you walk in, and you'll have to say like, for example, I would have amend, and then the main motion would go, and I would have to amend or change it
okay.
in some way, and then they would grade you on how well you say it.
Mm-hmm. So how much work? I mean, I know parliamentary procedure. I mean, there's a whole book about it that's
yeah.
about yay thick.
Yes.
I mean, how much work is it to prepare for something like that?
A lot of practices. We did, I think, three a week leading up to the competitions. So your team has to be very strong together, and you have to like be able to read each other very well.
Okay. And so if you knew a student in school who you thought, hey, that kid would be a great fit for FFA, or you know, FFA could benefit them a lot, how would you convince them to join?
I would tell them about all the different opportunities FFA provides and the people you meet through camps or even CDEs. Like, I know I've met a lot of my good friends through CDEs just from doing the same things as them. Or camps like LTC, I just participated in the past weekend, and I met multiple new people that are from different schools around here. So,
all right, so in the time you've been in, Caitlin, looking back in those few years there, what has been like the pinnacle, the greatest moment you've had so far in FFA?
I would say the crops competition this okay. past January. I placed third overall.
Okay.
And our team is going to state, so
all right, well,
it's
congratulations.
Exciting.
Yes. All right, well, Caitlin, I thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us today.
Thank you.
That's Caitlin Larang. She's the secretary of the Cedar Mountain FFA chapter here on KLGR as we continue with National FFA Week interviews.